welcome to the Viking Vision Sports Minute. We've had a lot of action in hoops this month as Big 8 Conference play is well underway. Coach Armando Vaughn and the Lady Vikes are currently riding high on an 11-game win streak after a 70-57 win over Santa Rosa last night to improve their record to 17-4. Freshman Caleb Taylor knocked another double-double in the victory with 19 points and 11 rebounds. Last night's double-double was Taylor's fourth on the season. Although, the biggest highlight of the month comes from perhaps the smallest Lady Vike on the roster, Rayanna Ford. In a 67 all-tie game with San Joaquin Delta College with 7 seconds left on the clock, someone's O had to go. And Ford capped the night off with a three-pointer well beyond 30 feet to send the Mustangs home with their first conference loss on the season. I caught up with Coach Vaughn after the game to collect his thoughts.
All right, Coach, great win tonight. You called a timeout midway through the second half when your team was down 7. What was said during that timeout that spurred the charge the rest of the way?
We weren't playing to our potential, and we just wanted to play to our potential. Just, you know, play hard, and this is our house, and we can't lose here. You know, Delta's a solid squad. They're well coached, and we just knew that we had to pick it up. We had to pick our intensity up.
Seems like it's a different player every night for your squad. Talk about what it means to have depth like this with this year's squad when you have somebody like Rayanna Ford hitting the game winner tonight.
Every day in practice, we tell each of those 11 kids that they're scholarship players. They may not be Division I, Division II, but each one of those players on this team is a scholarship player. And we always let them know that when your number is called, you have to respond. And both Ray and Felicia responded in a major way. You know, if somebody would have told me that we'd beat Delta with one of the best players in the state and Sabrina Coleman on the bench, yeah, with Jofia and Sabrina on the bench, just what happened.
Yeah.
You know, both Felicia and Rayanna deserve a lot of credit for stepping up tonight.
Big time. Big win, Coach.
Thank you.
Highlight videos can be found on our new athletics website, dvcvikings.com. That's dvcvikings.com. There you'll be able to see video of Ford's finisher against Delta. The women are well positioned to garner their first conference championship during Coach Vaughn's tenure. The Vikings currently sit at number 3 in the state polls, the highest mark in school history, trailing College of the Sequoias in the north and Mount San Antonio in the south. Come on out to the gymnasium this Tuesday night as DVC prepares to defend home court against Modesto Junior College. 5:30 tip. Please mark your calendars for this Friday, January 30th, as the game against Cosumnes River will be a special one, as it will be our inaugural Coaches vs. Cancer game. Coach Armando Vaughn and Steve Cochamilio will be teaming up with the American Cancer Society Suits and Sneakers Awareness Week. Coaches vs. Cancer is a nationwide collaboration between the American Cancer Society and the National Association of Basketball Coaches. This initiative leverages the personal experiences, community leadership, and professional excellence of coaches nationwide to increase cancer awareness and promote healthy living through year-round awareness efforts, fundraising activities, and advocacy programs. Cancer has touched many in the coaching ranks, and the Coaches vs. Cancer program provides coaches with an opportunity to do something about the disease. Through integrated fundraising activities and public awareness campaigns, the coaches are positively impacting the society's community and national presence. Coach Armando Vaughn and Coach Emilio will be making an unusual fashion statement this Friday night by swapping their dress shoes out for a pair of sneakers. Why sneakers, you ask? Wearing sneakers is a simple act and an easy way for us to remind people about all the ways they can reduce their risk of cancer, like eating right, exercising, making healthy lifestyle choices. Visit cancer.org for more information. DVC Athletics is hosting its 4th annual poker tournament on Saturday, February 7th. It's a $75 buy-in with the option to rebuy into the tournament at $20 a pop. Money will be raised throughout the evening that will go to funding our Viking student-athletes. For ticket information, contact Marisa Greenberg in the athletic department offices or by email at mgreenberg@dvc.edu. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Viking Vision Sports Minute. As the spring semester kicks off, baseball, softball, swim and dive, track and field, and tennis all start their seasons. Follow each and every one of our intercollegiate programs on our brand new athletics website, dvcvikings.com. That's dvcvikings.com. This is Rich Hamilton, signing off.